A woman was near death from a special kind of cancer. There was one drug that the doctors thought might save her. It was a form of radium that a druggist in the same town had recently discovered. The drug was expensive to make, but the druggist was charging 10 times what the drug cost him to produce it. He paid $200 for the radium and charged $2,000 for a small dose of the drug. The sick woman's husband, Heinz, went to everyone he knew to borrow the money, but he could only get together about $1,000, which is half of what it cost. He told the druggist that his wife was dying and asked him to sell it cheaper or let him pay later. But the druggist said, no, I discovered the drug and I'm going to make money from it. So Heinz got desperate and broke into the man's store to steal the drug for his wife. Should Heinz have broken into the laboratory to steal the drug for his wife? Why or why not? This famous discussion, originally entitled Heinz Steals the Drug in Europe, and often known as Heinz Dilemma, was a case study used by a psychologist named Lawrence Kohlberg, Kohlberg, in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, to explore the stages of a person's moral development. What Kohlberg was interested in was not necessarily if Heinz should have stolen the medicine, in a person's opinion, or not, but the rationale and the moral reasoning behind it. And from case studies like this, Kohlberg developed an extensive theory of six stages of moral development. They're broken down into three basic groups. The first two are called pre-conventional. Pre-conventional, a person focuses basically on obedience or self-interest. For example, a pre-conventional theory of morality would say either Heinz should not steal the medicine because he might be put in prison, and that would show that he's a bad person, or Heinz should steal the medicine because he would be much happier if he saves his wife, even if he's in prison. A very local way of looking at what's right and wrong based upon reward and punishment. Kohlberg then theorized that people can proceed to the conventional stage of moral development, and he called it conventional because that's what most people have, that's the convention. And conventional, a person looks not just at one's own sense of interest and disinterest, but at the society, what's important to society in general. A person who is in the middle of the conventional stage might say, Heinz should not steal the medicine because the law, the overarching law, prohibits stealing, making it illegal. But he might also argue that Heinz should steal the drug, but he should get the punishment and pay the druggist what it's owed, because criminals can't run around without regard to the law. The concept of conventional is that a person can go outside himself or herself, look at the law, the meta structures that make society work, but still, it's basically a concept of reward and punishment, right and wrong. And then Kohlberg theorized that there are two more stages which make up the post-conventional stages of moral development, which a person can look at specifically what's right and wrong, not just from a narrow legal perspective or from what they think is right and wrong, but because of global rights, or human ethics. And a person who's post-conventional might argue, let's say Heinz should steal the medicine because everyone can choose life regardless of what the law says. Or maybe Heinz shouldn't steal the medicine because others might need the medicine just as badly, and their lives are just as significant. Kohlberg has been under a lot of discussion. He is a fundamental psychologist. His research is taught in every basic psychology course at the college, the undergraduate level. Some criticize Kohlberg, some agree, some disagree. But a very important point in Kohlberg's thesis is that people go through stages of moral development. A stage means you can't go through one, you can't get to one without going through the other. And indeed, a person might be in a very high level, Kohlberg's sixth level, of universal human ethics. But he originally started at level one. A person can develop through life. The more a person sees society, the more a person thinks about and internalizes society's laws, values, and ethics, a person can reach higher on the stages. In general, he presumed, although there can be an idea of regression, most people can not fall back. If they're at a stage, they're not going to fall backwards significantly. And also, Kolber theorized that a person can't even be masik, can't even appreciate a stage, one stage higher than the stage he's in. So if Kolber had six stages, I spoke about the three major stages, but he broke them down into six stages. Each of the three stages, pre-conventional and post-conventional, have two stages themselves. If a person would be in, let's say, the second stage of pre-conventional, he can only be masik, only understand the first level of conventional. He can't go beyond one stage that he is already in. It's a very interesting idea, but with Kolber's approach, we can have a phenomenal insight into what seems to be a Rambam, which is a Priya Atzuma. The Rambam ends off all of Sefer Hamada. Tokos Tshuva, Perik Yud. Says the Rambam, Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph. Al Yomer Adam, person shouldn't say, Harini Ose Mitzvos HaTorah V'Osit B'Chachmasa Kli She'Kabel HaBrochos HaKshuvos B'Torah. I'm not being involved in the beautiful world of Torah Mitzvos, that get the Brochos that the Torah has, or do they merit the world to come? Alternatively, the Efrosh ben Averos, and I'll steer clear of the Averos, that the Torah prohibits, that I should be saved from the terrible klolos the Torah prescribes for a person who violates the Torah. Or that I shouldn't get curries. Says the Rambam, if a person looks just at reward and punishment, Ein ro'oi la'avod es Hashem al-derech zeh. That's not really the fitting way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ovid al-derech zeh, hu'ovid mi'yira. A person who is serving Hashem this way is serving from Yira. Ve'ein ha'malas ha'nevim, ha'malas ha'chachamim. It's not the approach of the prophets or the wise people. Rather, who is it? Ve'ein oved es Hashem al-derech zeh, ela ami ha'aretz. Only the uneducated people, says the Rambam. And skipping a few words, the Rambam continues, Shemechanchen osan lavan meira. We first teach them to serve Hashem meira, at shetar betaton beyavdu meyava. Until eventually, they serve Hashem meyava. So the Rambam's telling us that there's an idea of reward and punishment, what might be similar to the pre-conventional stage, the idea of looking at what's right and what's wrong because of what consequence a person is going to get or benefit. That is Avodas Hashem Meira. In Roy, that's not appropriate. But the problem is, the Rambam in the very next halacha, the Rambam says, Perek Yud, Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Beis, Ha'obed Me'ava, person who serves Hashem from love, Osek, but Torah mitzvos is involved in the beautiful world of Torah mitzvos. B'hoech b'nestivos ha'chachma and goes on the path of wisdom. Lomach ne'davar v'olam, not for any reason in this world. Lomach ne'yiras hara, lomach ne'yiras hatova, not for good or for bad in this world. Ela osa ha'emes mitnei shehu emes. He does what's right, what's true, because it's true. Yes, an ancillary result might be the benefits in this world. Says the Rambam, this beautiful approach of Oved Me'ava, Umayozu, Himayla Gedola Admaod, a phenomenal level. Ein Kol Chocham Zochela. Not every wise man is privileged to it. V'himaylas Avram Avinu, Shekaru Akadosh Baruch Hu Ohavi. This is the level of people similar to Avram, that if the Shbaruch himself called, Avram my beloved, the one who loves me, v'shalo avad el me'ava. That is Avram Avinu, me'ava. Because the Rambam continues, v'yamayla shetzivon al Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mayla that Hashem commanded us. Ha'adim Moshe Rabbeinu, Shinemarikos, it says, v'ahavta eis Hashem elotecha, b'chol levavecha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol me'odecha. We say it in the Shema every day, twice a day. Well, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is patently obvious. On the one hand, the Rambam says, if a person is Oved Meira, serving just because of looking at the consequences that a person gets, both good or bad, in this world, that's only a temporary avoda, either an Am Haaretz, or a Katan who's not educated, till he gets to be privileged to have Avet Hashem Me'ava. But then the Rambam says, not everyone's zochet to be Oved Me'ava. Maybe Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testified about him, he's Avram Oavi. Not even Ol Chachamim. Not even Ol Nevi'im. It's unique to Avram. But then the Rambam goes back and doubles and says, that's the mitzvah in the Torah, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol yadecha. Not only that, the Rambam counts in Sefer Mitzvos and in the beginning of Sefer Hamada, Hilchos Tshuva. It's only one part of Sefer Hamada. The Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Hamada has all the mitzvot that he's going to have in Sefer Hamada. He counts, again, mitzvah of Avas Hashem. The Rambam counts the Avas Hashem as a mitzvah several times, whenever the Rambam puts kalei mitzvot. So which one is it? Is the idea of Avas Hashem a mitzvah of Avram Avinu that only he was okay to have? Or is that a mitzvah incumbent upon every single person? Yira is only temporary, but eventually a person is supposed to be Oved Me'ava. Says Rav Chesdil Sarna, Rav Shiva of Hebron, in his Sefer Beis Yechezkel on the Rambam. Both. Life is not simple. Life's not a binary system. Zero or one. Yes or no. Yira or Ava. Life is complex. Indeed, a person starts off with Yira, and a person's goal throughout his life, throughout her life, is to get closer to the level of Avram Avinu, to be Oved Hashem Mi'ava. For most of us, we might end up having some of our lives or all of our lives as a mix. It's a marble cake of aspects of Ava and aspects of Yira. But if a person approaches life just Mi'ira, a person on the level of Ktanim, Ami Ares, a person who's zokin to the Avram Avinu, consummate Ava, Ashreinu Matov Kloteinu. But for most of us, life is a complex mix in between. Some aspects of Ava, some aspects are Yira. This seems to be very appropriate in general whenever a person thinks about periods of time, such as the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rambam talks about Yemei Pachad, Yemei Yira. Indeed, there's one aspect of Pachad and Yira, but if a person approaches an Asana Toka, for example, as a focus, oh no, this is the day that it's going to be written or sealed, Mi'echio Mi'amos, to an extent, one's using only the Yira dimension. Uh-oh, I'm going to be sealed today, I'm going to be written today, I better be on my best behavior. If that's the approach of an Asana Toka, then a person, according to the Chasdil Sarna, and indeed in the Rambam, is over in Mi'ira, it's a very superficial where Derech Nevodas Hashem, it seems to be lacking the depth that the Rambam requires. On the other hand, the person says, wow, Unisane, Tokeh Kedushas Hayom, look at the power of the day, Kihunarav Ayom, Uvo Sinosim Malchusecha, wow, today is a day of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I love, that's so powerful, that he's even able to give unction and rewards and punishment to people. If it's a part of a person's Ava, that's an entirely different Nevodas Hashem. Enriches a person's concept of religion altogether. So there's a continuum, not just Yira, and we should be Zochet, but not everyone always has Ava, but enough Ava that indeed it's a requirement. The Ahavta Et Hashem Elokecha is a requirement we have every single day, we say twice a day, for all of us, to move away just from Yira. This seems to be likewise the intent of the Sefer Chinuch. A phenomenal Sefer Chinuch, says the Sefer Chinuch in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim. We have a requirement to have law enforcement officers, Shoftim, says the Sefer Chinuch in Parshas Shoftim, Mitzvah Tuf Tzadi Aleph, Sharish Mitzvah Nilvahu, why do we have law enforcement officers? Shim Adavar Azeh, Namid Dateinu, by having law enforcement officers will keep our religion strong. The average person will have fear of the law enforcement officers. Once they have the habit-forming behavior because of the Yira, they will learn to learn their nature, lasos mishpat v'tzedek me'ava, bakarasam derech emes. That'll form the habit, but eventually even the hamon, even the average uneducated person, will become so used to keeping Torah mitzvot, it'll grow on him or her, it's going to become a work of ava. Yes, there's a continuum. Move away from the yira, go to the ava. Even law enforcement officers are there to create a person's ava in the long run. This is a concept of stages. There are stages in life. The person starts off obedient just because of tzchar v'onesh. But our Judaism, our Yiddishkeit is so much richer, so much more flavorful, so much more colorful than just the idea of yira. It means the ava, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate spirituality we should all be zochet to.